perception. I'm talking about perception this morning because we need to understand about this thing called perception. What's going on with you? Amen. In order to understand what's happening with you, amen, we need to understand this thing called perception. Somebody say perception. Let me just talk about that. Let me give you a scripture first of all. St. Matthew's the 6th chapter, verses 23 and 24. It says, the eye is the lamp of the body. The eye is what? And what does a lamp do? Gives light. It allows you to do what? See. Come on. And it says, and if your eye, if what? Your eye, if your eye is healthy, then your whole body will be full of light. There it is right there. See, if we can understand what God is doing in our life and understand what's going on with us as the Spirit of the Lord and the Lord deal with us, amen, we have to understand the certain things that happen. And if your eye is healthy, that means how you perceive things. If it's unhealthy, then the body is unhealthy. The mind is unhealthy. You don't think right. Come on. That's the reason why God said renew your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants to heal your mind. He wants to heal your thought process. And so it says, but if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be what? Full of darkness. There's a whole lot of people don't know what's going on. Amen. But we have to understand what's going on because we have to what? Walk in the light. Like we sing the song, the beautiful light. The light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so many people, amen, haven't found him yet, but they will. And so it says here, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? That's the reason why we need the light to be shed deep down in our heart. The light of Jesus to be shed in our mind. The light of Jesus to be shed in our soul. So let's look at this word perception a minute because I don't have a whole lot of time. But let's kind of talk about what perception is, the definition, so we can be aware of this because it's affecting every one of our lives, how we're viewing things, how we're seeing things, and listen, how you're responding to how and what you're viewing or seeing. Bless God. You are where you are today as a result of how you perceive something on yesterday, and you will be on tomorrow how you are perceiving things today. Oh, my goodness. Come on, somebody say amen. So perception is to be aware of through the senses, you know, hearing, tasting, smelling, feeling, and to take in with the mind. Amen. We have to understand that people perceive based on what they see. And when I say see, it's not just a physical seeing, amen, but a mental seeing. Oh, you ever hear some, oh, I see. They're not talking about their eyes, but they're talking about what they're understanding. What they're seeing. And there's another step further. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you now is that there's this perception and there is faith perception. Those are two different things. Watch it. We need to understand that anytime the senses are involved, there is potential for error. In other words, the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight, right? We don't walk according to how we feel because feelings will tell you you're not saved when it's a fact that you're born again and on your way to heaven. You may wake up some morning, you don't feel saved. Am I right about it? Amen. But by faith and faith perception say, oh, I'm on my way to heaven. I may not feel like it. It may not look like it, but I'm on my way somewhere. Amen. You know what I mean, right? And so until our mind, amen, our spirit is completely renewed, our perception, listen, has the potential for distortion. You'll see what I mean. But Romans 12 and 2 says that do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Why is it that I need to understand and know about myself and what's going on within me is that it is incumbent upon me to believe the Lord and walk in his will so I can prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I can be that witness that God has called me for me to be. Hebrews 11 and 3 says, by faith we understand. By faith we what? We understand. In other words, by faith we perceive. And as believers in the body of Christ, that's how we have to walk. That's how we have to view things. We have to view things from the lenses of the word, from the lenses of faith, and from the lens of our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. That's important. right? By faith, we understand and perceive that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. Mm-hmm. By faith, we understand then, therefore, what is real. Come on, somebody say, what is real? What is really reality? Amen. People talk about reality, but I want to ask you a question. What is really real? See, what is real? Because you can feel a certain way. You can be going through things. Something may have happened to you, and you perceive in something, and to you it's real, but it's really not real. It's just a mirage. Some people are going through dry places. You ever been through the desert? Amen. You stay there long enough, amen, you don't get enough water. The water is the word of God, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you walk in the desert long enough, amen, you're going to start seeing mirages. In other words, you're going to see things that really don't exist. Bless God. Your mind will be playing tricks on you. All right. All right. So by faith, we understand what is real and what we must move towards. Is that which is real, or in other words, that which is true, or in other words, that which God said. Mm-hmm. Perception is how we interpret what we see and how we interpret what we feel. Your perceptions affect how you relate to others. In other words, you can walk into a room and somebody can look at you a certain way, and they may not mean nothing from it. And we take it like, oh my goodness, she want to fight. I know that's nobody in here, but I'm just using an example. You know, she look at you a certain way. You know, he just don't like me. That's your perception. Amen. She may have just looked at you a certain way, and it didn't mean anything from it. But you saw it a certain way, maybe from prior experiences of conflicts with other people. And so you see somebody and look at you a certain way, and you perceive something's wrong when really nothing's wrong at all. But it is how you perceive it, and therefore it becomes reality. It's distorted, though. But we need to understand what God says in his word. We have to walk by faith perception of what God has said. We got to believe that and walk in that. Mm-hmm. So it affects how we relate to others. You know, sometimes somebody can say something, and if we're already in fighting mode, we hear it a different way. you hear what he said to me? He didn't even really mean anything from it. But you perceive that like he ready to fight. And that's the reason why so many things are going on in the world. People are misunderstanding. People are perceiving based on things that are out there in the world and all the things that people are putting out there to hate each other, hate somebody else because of the color of their skin, hate somebody else because they look different, their background is different, they walk different, they talk different. Come on, their background is different. You need to love everybody. That's what my Bible tell me. You need to love your neighbor as yourself. When we get to that point, we'll see a whole lot of conflict just dissolve. Come on, somebody shout and say amen. You can't have peace unless you want peace. But you perceive it because you hear all of the chatter that's going on around you. You got to shut off all the chatter and just believe God's word. And a whole lot of conflict will go out the window. All that envy, all that strife, all that misunderstanding, all that fussing, all that fight, it'll go out the window because you're perceiving things different. You're seeing things different. And thank God I came to Jesus. He saved me because my outlook is different now. How I perceive things is different. And even when I want to perceive things wrong, the Holy Spirit will come in and say, wait, hold on a minute here. Oh, glory to God. Hold on. Maybe you're looking at this thing wrong. Come on, somebody praise the Lord. But your perception affects how you relate to others and how you relate to God. In other words, how you perceive God is how you relate to God. And if you perceive God as who he is, you're going to worship him. Ain't nobody got to twist your arm and praise him. Nobody got to twist your arm and honor him. You know what I'm talking about. Your perception of God is how you relate to God. Oh, that's the truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, that's the truth there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, we got to put ourselves in a place of perceiving God for really who he is in order to come to him, to approach him, to honor him, to praise him as we ought. Woo, glory. I'm about to take off. I'm about to lift up out of this place. Perception affects how you view yourself. A whole lot of people walking around here down on theyself. Oh, come on, say amen. Amen, hallelujah. You know, sometimes how you see yourself is how other people's gonna see you. You know how Gideon was. You know, he's I'm the lowest on the totem pole. Come on. Every place I go, I'm on the bottom. Come on. How you see yourself now? When you walk in a place, you ready to go for a job, amen, you're going for an interview, you don't even believe you're going to get the job. You just going in there and you don't think you're going to get it anyway. I talked about that last week. You got to walk in there in confidence, walk in faith, and whoever it is you're talking to, you ought to let them know this job is mine. You don't need to talk to nobody else. Bless God. Yeah, it's a conversation. Go from an interview to a conversation. Somebody say what should have been a five-minute interview turned into an hour of talking. And somebody know what I'm talking about. When you walk in the room, you ought to have some confidence. You need to hold your head. Stop holding your head down. Look them in the eye. Yes. Yes. People know you don't have confidence. You can... I really don't know. Hold your head up. The Bible said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty and lift up your head. All right, I'll leave that alone. How you perceiving your situation? How you perceiving your environment? How you perceiving your experience? Huh? Sometimes your experience determines your perception, amen, and how you see and view things. Maybe you went through something, amen, a long time ago, and how you perceive that is how you operating today. Bless God. You need to refocus and review and re-see what you saw and what you're seeing. Somebody got that. How you perceive is how you interact with others. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we need to understand something. See, because I was talking about, you know, sometimes we're on the job and, you know, sometimes, the supervisor really just on my back. The supervisor just really, and she don't like me. And, you know, anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, the Bible said our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against your supervisor. Amen. Come on. Amen. We have conflict with other people, conflict with friends, conflict with family, conflict with others. Amen. And the Bible said the fight is not against them. You think it's against your brother, your sister. You think it's against your friend, your neighbor. That's not where the fight is. The Bible said it's not against flesh and blood. But it's against principalities, against the rulers of darkness, against powers, against the world forces of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's where the fight is. Come on, somebody say amen. We're not fighting one another. Yeah. How you perceive, amen, things, amen, is how you respond. Bless God. It affects how you value yourself and how willing you are to see how God sees you. You got to see yourself how God sees you. Bless God. Mm-hmm. See, because the whole thing is, amen, how people see you, it doesn't really matter. Some people lose sleep over the fact that they wonder how other people think about them. Listen, I don't lose any sleep. Come on, talk about me if you want to. That's all right. I'm not worried about it because it's not affecting me. It's not going to affect where I'm going. It's not going to affect my destiny because God has placed me on course for my destiny. Amen. And what you say, that really don't bother me. And you got to be in a place. You can't worry about what people are saying about you. You got to keep on stepping and keep on walking in your destiny until it's fulfilled. See, sometimes people, amen, and spirits and things try to get you off course. I refuse to get off course. Come on, it took me long enough to get on course. I refuse to get off course. Devil can't change the direction of where I'm headed. Come on, somebody praise the Lord. And I'm viewing what Jesus view. I'm viewing what God view. I'm viewing the destiny that he has showed me. How about you? See, so man's perception, amen, sees you, amen. And when he sees you, he may see faults. But bless God, when God sees you, he sees your need. Come on. God don't throw you away because you may not, fulfill what he thinks you ought to be. And just like some people, they throw you away. If you don't fulfill that checklist, they will lift up and throw you away. But God will never do that. God, amen, will never throw you away. Amen. You are like a precious, amen, jewel in the rough, if you will. That's why God come looking for you. It doesn't matter where you are. Well, I don't know if God can go in the crack house. Well, yes, he can. God will go right in the crack house, turn it upside down, run everybody out, and grab you and pull you out of there. Come on, that's how much he loves you. You like a diamond in the rough. And God said, no, I love him, I love her. And it may not even be saved yet, but God has his hand on you. Somebody know what I'm talking about. God has the power to keep you even in your mess. Come on, somebody say, drugs and all, alcohol and all. Amen, amen. He will take that alcohol desire from you and take them drugs away from you. Bless God, and he'll save you. But we need to understand something about face perception. Face perception interprets what we see and feel in relation to what God has said. That's the difference. See, we can perceive things in the natural according to what we see, according to how we feel, according to how we're thinking in the natural, bless God, and it can be distorted. But we need to understand what God's word says. Amen. How God feels about it. What is God's perception of the situation? And when you understand God's perception, you can rise above the situation. You can rise above the problems. You know, trouble don't last always. Don't set up camp there. I know you may be going through. I know you may be feeling bad, but God knows it too. But we have an high priest, a priest on last week, that is able to understand everything we're going through. So you don't have to set up camp there in depression and being down and out. Bless God, you have Jesus, and you always have an opportunity to rise up, amen, and know that everything is going to be all right. You know, there's a saying, behind every dark cloud, the sun is always shining. Praise God, amen. That's the reason why I say, for every Christian and every believer, amen, you know, suicide is really not an option. Come on, somebody say amen. Now, why do I say that? Because we serve a God, amen, that you, with him, you can always have hope. So suicide, it doesn't matter how bad you feel. Just hang on in there. Know that you're going to come through. Behind every dark cloud, the sun is always shining. Move towards the sun. Come on. Don't get depressed, amen. Come on out of there. See, because the enemy will put you in a situation hard to come out of. But when you have Jesus, you know the joy of the Lord is my strength. Somebody says, well, I just don't have strength. I don't know if I can make it through tomorrow, amen. You know, call my sister up, call my brother, tell him I'm not going to make it through tomorrow. Oh, yes, you can. Just stop a minute, amen. Hallelujah. Just be reminded of the fact that the joy of the Lord is your strength. He'll give you strength to make it another day. He'll give you strength to come on through there. He'll give you strength to come on out. Come on. Even in the greatest challenge in your life, God is going to bring you out. I know you may not feel like it, but faith's perception, you perceive the fact that God said you coming out. Amen. You coming out. How do you perceive things? Amen. How do you perceive things? You perceive it according to how you feel, and you perceive it in the natural. It can be distorted. It can be like an illusion. And sometimes we can go all the way through life based on an illusion. Somebody said something to us when we were 5 years old, told you you'll never amount to anything, told you you'll never be worth anything. And if you, amen, allow that to latch on to you, you start perceiving yourself as a nobody when God said you are somebody. Amen. Come on. Somebody say amen. And so you don't worry about what people are saying. God already said you are the victor. God already said that you are blessed. Come on. How you perceiving things. Amen. What really is true? Jesus asked the question. He said, what is truth? And he answered the question. You ever saw somebody ask a question and answer? Yeah. He answered. So at least anybody misunderstand, let me tell you. He said, what is truth? He said, thy word is truth. In other words, God's word is what's real. Come on. God's word is really what is reality. God's word, what he have said, is what's really true. So if God say you are somebody, and everybody, if everybody in the world tell you you're nobody, if God himself say you somebody, you can hang your hat on it. You can hang your hat on it. The Bible says, you know, if God be true, and if every man is a liar, God is still true. In other words, even if people don't believe what God has said, it's still true. The Bible says he will not deny himself. Neither will he deny the truth. That's just who he is. So how do you perceive yourself? Amen. When God start revealing, amen, the destiny you have in life, just like he did Joseph, he'll show you in a dream. He'll speak to you softly and let you know that he have a plan for your life. That's why you need to understand. Perceive what God says. Praise God. God say, I know the plans. I know the plan. The devil will whisper in your ear and start telling you and having you expecting bad things and, you know, not excelling and going places in life, amen, and in the spirit, amen. But God will show you, amen. If he have to show you in a dream like he did Joseph. And don't you tell everybody what God told you, because they're not going to believe it and they're not going to see it anyway. Amen. Joseph told his own brother. If anybody should have been on board, his brother should have been on board. But my Bible told me they hated him. See, because they realized he was going to rule over them. But the point I'm making is he had a destiny. Joseph had a God had already spoken to his life. And although, you know, I'm saying, well, I'm the least of my camp, I'm the least even in my family. listen, I got to close, but listen to that. Watch what you say. And watch how you perceive yourself. Because people are going to, you know, like the story when they got ready to, you know, to go and take the land, and they saw those giants, and they say, we just like grasshoppers. In other words, they were saying, we too small to get the defeat. Listen, there's no way you can be too small because you serve a God that's too big. We are like grasshoppers. No, you are the victors. How do you perceive it? Yeah, what God has said, that's how you should see it. How we perceive determines our thoughts. How we perceive determines our words, determine our actions. How we perceive affect our behavior, our outlook. Praise God. How we perceive affect the path that we take in life. And I got to end there, bless God. We'll pick up next week. But perception is real important. How you see things, how you view things. But you want to perceive it, ultimately, how Jesus perceives it. You want to perceive it how God sees it. Amen. Because that's going to make a difference in our life. If you perceive it the right way, bless God, it's going to change your life and turn it right side up and not upside down. Come on. Come on, stand on your feet. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I got to close. But maybe there's somebody in this place, amen, that have heard the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you. How do you perceive it, amen? You got to perceive yourself and know that Jesus loves you, amen? He loved you so much that he died for you. Oh, I feel all right now. I feel better about myself because I know somebody loved me. Even when you may feel like you're all alone, he's right there. He loves you. Amen. Even when you were far from God, he still loved you. And he continued to draw you into himself. So that one day, you get to the point and say, God, I need you. I realize I cannot do without you. I can't live my life apart from you. Jesus. And if you're that person, you want to be saved, amen. Amen. It's plain and simple, amen. Amen. All you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, come into my life. Say, Jesus, save me. Save me. Change my perception. Change my outlook. Change my life. Change my heart. Change my mind. Change my soul. Save me, Lord. Confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He died on the cross that I could be saved and forgiven and on my way to heaven. You are that person, you pray that prayer and ask the Lord to come into your heart to save you. It's just that simple. The Bible says that God will confirm it. As many as received him, to them gave he the power. It takes power to become sons of God. And you are that person, amen. I'm going to ask that you would step out of your seat and come on down to the front. Declare that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you're out there in web land, podcast land, amen, video land, radio land, if you're hearing the message, I want to hear from you. Bless God. Let me know that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. We want to make sure, amen, that you're baptized, amen, with water and baptized with the Spirit. Bless God. And we want to make sure that you're discipled, amen. The Bible says, teach them to observe all things. And lo, I will be with you always, even until the end of the age. Bless God. Thank God for salvation. Amen. Thank God. God for Jesus. Thank God for his word. And thank God for you. Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless God.